Mike, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
What were your impressions of Peyton last week?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you guys.
What were your impressions of Peyton last week?
Gosh, like he hadn't missed a beat. He was very efficient, looked like the Peyton Manning that I watched 2 years ago when he was playing. I thought he had a very good command of the offense, threw the ball extremely well, had some throws off of the wide side of the field or to the wide side of the field that looked like the old Peyton. And watching him run the no huddle was reminiscent of having to play against him when I was in Jacksonville.
How much of Jack Del Rio do you see in this Broncos defense?
See a whole bunch of Jack Del Rio. And Jack and John have very similar philosophies. They play very hard. They're aggressive. They're going to be putting pressure on you all the time, not necessarily with blitzes, but the way that they scheme things, there's always they're a pressure type defense. They've got two guys on the edge that can really, can really rush the passer, and he's got a first ballot Hall of Fame corner. And I was really impressed with Tracy Porter on the other side. So Champ and Tracy give him a really nice 1-2 combo at the corner position.
Speaking of cornerbacks, can you speak about Brent Grimes' injury and what that means for you guys?
Well, it's unfortunate for Brent to be injured and have to miss the entire season. But we say from the very beginning, everybody on our team has defined roles at the beginning of the season, but those roles can change very quickly, and that's what's happened this week. A couple of guys are now going to have an opportunity to step up and play, and they've got experience. They've done it before, and it's the next man up mentality.
Yeah, we hear that a lot around here, so we're laughing a little bit.
Well, I think it's standard operating procedure. You've got, there's going to be injuries. It's going to be part of the season, and I think everybody understands that. And being a backup in the NFL is probably the toughest position to play, because when the starter gets hurt, everybody in the building and everybody in the locker room is expecting the backup to come in and perform at the same level as the starter.
Last year, you guys made a pretty aggressive move to go get Julio Jones there in the draft. How would you kind of assess his development and what he's been able to do year one to year two, and how he's kind of changed the dynamic of your passing game?
Well, last year was a little bit of an anomaly in terms of our off-season preparation. We didn't get him to have an off-season with Julio or our football team. We knew he's very talented, obviously, because of the move that we made. But he's gone through the natural maturation process that all players go through, I think, from year one to year two. Julio has a tremendous skill set that you're looking for in a wide receiver. He's got size, he's got speed, he's got good hands, much like the receiver that you guys have from Georgia Tech and Bebe Thomas. He feels more comfortable. He knows, he knows how we're going to practice. He knows the sequencing that takes place through a week and through the off season now. And we are really pleased with the development of Julio through the first 2 years.
Mike, can you talk a little bit more about Demaryius? Did you see him play in your backyard there at Georgia Tech much? And what's your impressions of him as he's come along?
Very, very familiar with Demaryius. When he was here at Georgia Tech, Coach Johnson is one of my closest friends in coaching. Known Coach Johnson a long time there at Georgia Tech, so I follow Georgia Tech very closely. He is a big, strong, athletic wide receiver that creates matchup issues. You get the ball in his hands, and you hold as a defensive coach, when he has the ball in his hands, you got to hold your breath, because he can break tackles. He's got a great stiff arm, and he has got outstanding long speed, as evidenced by the way he ran on the quick screen in the game on Sunday night.
Matt said that throwing to Julio, you just develop that trust, that you throw the ball even if he's not open, and you just got to trust that the guy like him, or Demaryius, I suppose, can make that play. What's that been like to watch over the past year or so?
Well, I think the wide receiver, tight end group, and the quarterback, they have to have that trust to know that the guy's going to make the throw in the right place, and the guy and the quarterback's got to know that the guy's going to catch it. And I think that comes with going through a season and going through a practice, an off season where you're throwing the football and you get an idea of what guys are capable of doing, and then you just hope it carries over to the games. And I think through game one, we were able to throw the ball efficiently.
Mike, five rookies started at quarterback last week. Are your impressions that those guys are more ready to play these days, or are teams in a bigger hurry?
I can't speak to any of the five quarterbacks that started this weekend. I didn't see any of the games, so I can't speak to how they played. I know that from my experience, when you've got one that you feel comfortable that you can start on day one, like we did with Matt Ryan, you play him, because I think the way that a player matures in this league the quickest is by getting out there and playing the game. And Matt was the best quarterback on our team when we drafted him. I'm sure that's the case in all the, all five cities where rookie quarterbacks started. And you want to have your best players out there, and if they're the best players, you need to have them on the field. That's how we approached it when we started with Matt 5 years ago.
With Matt, did you think the toughest part of the job was the football part, or just handling having the job?
Well, the football part of it is something that Matt has done for a long time. He's been successful at every level, and when we drafted Matt, we knew not only did he have a great skill set for on the field, but off the field as well, and it became very apparent early on in our development that he was going to be the leader of our football team, and he handles it extremely well. Matt has, chronologically, he's not real old, but he's got a lot of games under his belt, and he's very mature in that regard.
That was kind of an odd first round that year. Did you have any concerns at any point you weren't going to be able to take him?
Our breath that he was going to be there when we chose. Both Thomas and I, going through our due diligence, felt like he was the best player for us. And when you can identify a quarterback when you're picking at the top of the draft, and there's a quarterback available, I believe you've got to go get him if you think he's going to be your guy, because hopefully you're not picking in that position very often. It'll be a long time before you are picked in that position again if you make the right choice at the quarterback position.
Do you remember your feelings when the number two pick is made that year and it wasn't him?
It's like, let's get it in as quick as we can. It was, it was a long process. The off season in terms of draft preparation for the entire organization, is very tedious. You have to do your due diligence, and we made the decision that if he was going to be there, that we were going to pull him off the board. And when he was available at three, there was no discussion. We knew exactly where we were going.
Mike, there was a record number of points scored in the opener last weekend. Do you think this, your team included, this has to do with the bigger targets at wide receiver and tight end, or the no huddle, or maybe a combination of that?
I can only speak to the games that I've seen, and I think that in our game we were able to make some plays when they were presented to us. Watching you guys play on Sunday night and watching the game tape through the week, you can see that the flash plays were more in the passing game than in the run game, and I'm just surmising that was the case across the league.
Like, you Did you look at any Colt stuff to check Manning out, or how'd you do that?
Yes, of course you have, and have very familiar with Peyton, having been in Jacksonville for 5 years, and prior to that in Baltimore. So we've had a lot of games against Peyton, and there are some similarities, but there are some differences as well. And I think John has done a great job, and his staff, working with Peyton and bringing the things that are his strengths into the offense, and keeping some of the things that are, I'm sure, at the heart of what he believes in as a coach.